Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about something that's interesting in the Christian life. This dynamic of how we may suffer and then be comforted for the sake of someone else. Listen to this carefully. I'm going to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 6, which says this. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. You know, when I read those words, it sounds strange to hear the Apostle Paul say, if we are afflicted. After all, Paul faced so many difficult trials that he thought that if he didn't have the assurance of resurrection and reward in the life to come, then he would be a fool for choosing to endure his trials. At the same time, Paul knew that God used his trials in the life of others. Look at what he wrote to the Corinthians. He said, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If Paul and other ministers were afflicted, it was for the sake of God's people like the Corinthian Christians. God had a larger purpose in Paul's suffering than only working something on or in Paul himself. God brought consolation and salvation to others through Paul's suffering. Now how? How could God bring consolation and salvation to others through what Paul suffered? You see, as suffering brought Paul closer to God and made him rely more and more on God alone, Paul was a more effective minister. He was more usable by God to bring consolation and salvation to God's people. So friends, if you've ever prayed this prayer, Lord, just use me. I just want to be used by you to touch the lives of others. When we pray that kind of prayer, we didn't realize that we prayed a dangerous prayer. We invited God to bring suffering, if necessary, into our lives. And if suffering were the proper tool to make us more able to bring consolation and salvation to the lives of others, then we said, Lord, do it. Now, how did Paul's suffering work in the life of the Corinthians? Paul explained it when he wrote these words, which is effective for enduring the same suffering which we also suffer. You see, the Corinthian Christians received some things from Paul, consolation and salvation, which made them able to endure the same sufferings Paul and the other apostles endured. Now notice this. Paul wrote that phrase, the same sufferings. It's unlikely that the Corinthian Christians suffered in the exact same way that Paul did. Probably not one of them could match the list that Paul made in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Yet, Paul could say that they were the same sufferings because he recognized that the exact circumstances of suffering are not so important as what God is doing and wants to do through the suffering. Christians should never get into a competition of comparing suffering. There's a sense in which we all share the same sufferings. In fact, the ancient Greek word for suffering, you pronounce it something like thlipsis, originally had the idea of actual physical pressure. You know, in Old England, heavy weights were put on certain criminals for their crimes, and they were pressed to death. Now, in the ancient Greek, sufferings describes that kind of pressing or stress, and we all know what that's like. So we shouldn't compare, but sometimes it's useful to compare our sufferings to those of others to see how light our burden really is. It's easy for us to think that our small problems are really so large, so great. Now, finally, notice the goal, to make us effective for enduring. God's desire is that we would be enduring through suffering. The idea behind the word for enduring isn't of a passive, bleak acceptance. No, it's the kind of spirit that can triumph over pain and suffering to achieve a goal. It's the spirit of the marathon runner, not the victim in the dentist chair. Since we stand in the long chain of the Christian faith, belonging to the same church, Paul and Peter and Augustine and Calvin and Wesley, we share in the same sufferings. And as we rest and trust in God in the midst of our suffering, we can find it that it makes us effective for enduring, just as it worked in those great men and women of God who went before us. Then God can use it all to bring consolation and salvation to others. Trust in that. Trust in Jesus, that not a single drop of suffering need be wasted. It all works good unto God, unto others, and even unto ourselves. God loves us too much to make it any other way. So let God take the suffering you endure and make it good unto Him, unto others, and even unto you. Surrendering these things to the Lord, we'll see it happen in His name. And you can see that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.